Okay, the first thing I want to highlight to all of you guys is the four-year career is actually Richard Brooks' book, and I've already reviewed that. Lydia says twice now, I think a couple of years back, and then I did it just recently after he was hired by Manitech as a contractor for us for this year, which included his, you know, manifest debut and all the things that he's been helping us with throughout, and now this six-week course in addition to his three-hour training. So Richard's on board to really support us in 101 ways to help the company, you know, reach new heights here, especially in the United States. They're kind of targeting the U.S. market. But so you can look back at some of those reviews on the Manitrain website if you want a review of the book. I highly suggest the book is a quick read. It's not a long book, but it has such great content in it. And I highly suggest moving forward that you put in the time and effort to do that because you want to make a shift. And we're going to talk about making that shift today and how that shift looks, because that's really what his training was for 3 hours last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, was time to shift, time to take action, move in a new direction, right? Because we at Manitech love the product so much, that's all we want to talk about. But the problem is that that's probably one of the worst ways you could ever grow a business is just focusing on the products, because you're grabbing onto people one at a time. There's no, it's all a linear growth pattern. So let's talk about that today as well. So first, the movement. What is the movement? The movement. We're seeing movement in a lot of things. The movement is a great word to use. I kind of enjoy that word. I'm kind of talking about the movement, and I'll probably put a mana mail out about the movement, what's going on. And we need a new vision. We provide an incredible income opportunity for all those who clearly need it and want it. And in our world today, especially here in the U.S. too, we have, we have a lot of people that are on poverty line level, and that can mean that, you know, some people go, well, they're making $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, you look at a family of four that's making $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and those people are on a poverty line. I mean, they're scraping and scratching every single month. The money runs out before the end of the month. It's tough. You know, just check out our gas prices, housing prices, everything going on. Everything's starting to go up, and they're projecting some, probably because of how hot the economy is being, is a pretty significant inflation index, unless they really, you know, crank up those interest rates. So there's just a lot of things happening around us that are going to even make it more problematic, as well as rising healthcare costs. You know, the major costs in our lives are going up. And all of you know, because the gas, you know, anyone who has a gas-based car, you've seen the price of gas. I just looked today, it was $2.59 here in Texas, and we're one of the cheapest places in the country, $2.59 a gallon. So that's, and I'm used to paying, I mean, just a year ago, I was paying $1.95 maybe, you know, so it's gone up almost to what, 30% in the last year. So we see a lot of things going up, and so a lot of people are out there. If you really ask the average person, is there a greater demand for glyconutrients or a greater demand for finances? That's just a simple question to look in a mirror and ask yourself. And I'm going to tell you, I know the answer to that because I work with it every day. I mean, it's just, we're in a war-torn situation where a lot of people can't make ends meet, and they're threatened, and it's one of the reasons why people don't buy products from you, because they don't have the income. How many people have told you that it's too expensive when you've tried to market Manitech products to people, right? There's the proof in the pudding for you. So you can't tell me that people aren't in desperate need of having more financial cash flow in their lives to help ease the strain that they're going through. And that strain causes them, what, a lot of stress, which is problematic for their health. It also causes people not to buy organic, you know, foods, fruits and vegetables, the things that really serve their body. They go to, you know, cheap places where they're the garbage food with all synthetics, and because it's cheap, cheap, cheap. And so they compromise their health. So the reality is are we really doing people favors by selling them Manitech products when they're compromising their health every day by what they eat because they can't afford, right? So let's help them with their finances. And how do network marketing businesses truly grow? They don't really grow in a linear way. You know, if you just go out there and market products with consumers, you're going to have to work the rest of your life. There's no four-year career involved here. It's linear growth. So it's just one at a time and one at a time. And you know what? When you do it one at a time, unless you're out there 24/7 doing it all the time, you're going to lose because you have fallout on the other end. So if you sign up one new customer a month, I mean, even with the great retention rate we have in Manitech, 9.5 years, the average consumer stays on the products, you still are going to lose. You're still going to lose people. So, so that's a hard thing. So that linear growth isn't what's ever going to serve you in terms of growing if you have the concept or the dream of having a business. With business partners, when you get somebody who's interested in earning an income and building residual income stream, the duplication is what creates the dream. The duplication creates the dream. Because now you're talking about that magic word, compounding. It's a compounding effect when you bring in business partners. Because now it's not about you going up and signing up one new consumer a month. Now you have 5 business partners and you get 6 new consumers and maybe 10 new business partners every month. Watch the compounding of it. It builds phenomenal momentum and it starts with one thing, finding business partners. The dream is what appeals to people. Building financial benefits forever speaks to the freedom that people are looking for. People want to be free. I mean, I feel spoiled because I'm in that realm. I mean, I am free to do what I want to do when I want to do it. So for me, a lot of it has to do with discipline and focus on where am I going to put that. But the ability to go on mission trips and travel all around the world and spend a whole weekend with my grandkids and not worry about, being able to afford all the food or the display I put out for them here at the house on Saturday morning. I mean, I don't even think about that. It doesn't matter. Money's not an object. It doesn't control me. It doesn't dictate to me. It doesn't, and I get to put as much money as I want to. And the missions and my passion with the Lord, I get to put as much as I want into all those things. And when there's a fundraiser out there, I can always do whatever I can do. I'm always willing to contribute. So the financial freedom of that is, and that's kind of a dream. People have a dream that they could live that way. They don't have to worry about cutting themselves short and planning every, money running out before the end of the month and all these things that happen. So how do we build that dream in people's heads? I mean, some of you, I know right now, you're listening to me and you're going, well, Mary Jo, you've done it and you've been successful in Manitech, so you can talk like that, but I can't. That's a lie. That's a lie that you're buying into. Because you know what? When I started in Manitech, I walked away from a 6-figure job, and I had nothing. I was making the least amount of money I'd ever made in my entire life when I started at Manitech. And this is in my 40s, right? So at 42, I walked away from my entire career, and I had a great one going. I could make a lot of money. Today I could hang out a shingle and make a lot of money. But it wasn't my choice. It was halftime. It was time to do something different. So I've been there, done that, but it didn't stop me from believing in the dream, and it shouldn't stop you. You don't have to be living the dream to sell the dream. You have to believe in the dream. People buy from you based on your belief system. So when somebody asks you, when you talk to somebody, you say, what would, and it's not about talking about Ray Robbins. I don't talk about Ray Robbins to people. I might mention, he's the top of the chain and the guy makes millions of dollars a year. And he's made, I think the number came out that weekend, $66 million he's made in network marketing. That's a huge chunk. But, and he's ranked in the top 5 in the whole world in terms of network marketing income made. So, he's got to fall right behind those DeVos brothers and sisters, right? Anyway, they were the founders of Amway. But the whole idea there was that, the money's there, but you don't talk about that because that's so unbelievable and so out of the ballpark. But, talk to people about what if you're getting $4,000 coming in every month? What would your life look like? Think of the peace this could bring to you. I mean, if you just had a residual income stream of $3,000 to $4,000 extra, how would that? I talked to people about $500, and I'm finding that $500, as I worked with the student loan group, wasn't enough. Make sense? It was enough to pay off their student loan debt, but you know what? $500 to them. Sometimes that people like that, they spend $500 on a crazy weekend out with their buddies from college when they decide to fly to Green Bay to pick up a Packer game or something, or go to New England and watch a game where 83 points are scored. I don't know how many of you watch Monday Night Football, but it's a crazy game. But I mean, but the idea is that so $500 isn't that mean, but what about $4,000? And I didn't choose that number. That was the number he threw out. You could say $3,000. But, you don't have to build somebody into being a platinum presidential for them to have the value of network marketing. Because not very few people get the platinum presidential. So if I'm not going to get the platinum presidential, does that mean I'm not good at network marketing? Absolutely not. You can be terrific. Network marketing is a concept that allows people to build financial security in their life and an additional $3,000 to $4,000. So how many of you can talk to somebody and say, whatever you're getting, $4,000 coming in every month, what would your life look like? Think of the peace that this could bring to you. Those are two great statements. I'm writing them in the outline, people, so you can pick up on them and use them in your languaging. This is radically different than having a job. This kind of structure is true wealth. It's true wealth because it's not tied to your time. It's true freedom. It's independence. It's wealth. It gives you options, and it empowers people to really follow their true passions. My passion is health. I love being in training now at school systems, dental offices on, are you as healthy as you want to be? That's my big question. Are you as healthy as you want to be? Why not? Why not choose it? I love talking about my health so I can have credibility in that. But it does not necessary. You could go in there and not be very healthy, but you're on a path. Just like you could go in there and not be very wealthy when you talk to people about money, and you could be on a path. But you have the flexibility of doing teaching and trainings like that when you have the income coming in that gives you the freedom to do that. It doesn't matter to me. I can teach people, how to garden. That's a joy in my life. But it's my passion, and it doesn't always mean that I'm selling glyconutrients. It means that I'm teaching people steps they can take in their life to become healthier. And I can do that freely because I have that income stream. I have built the dream, right? That's what appeals to people, to have the freedom. We feel empowered because we built that dream. So why is it then that we at Manatech love to talk about the products? We're always blah, 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 blah. I have glyconutrients, and you hear Mary Jo, I introduced you to how I sell the combo pack, right? That was all product-oriented. Why do we like to do it? Because for most of us, it's easier to talk about. It's what we fell in love with. It's why we got started in Manatech. What's turned us on. We all, we want everybody to be healthy. Our experience that we've had on the products is very powerful and truthful, right? As are other people's stories. Although we have to be compliant, but we've had great experiences on the products, so we love to talk about them. We love the products, and they're so awesome. We love them also because they're not just any products. These are special. This is a breakthrough in science that Manatech owns. The best glyconutrients in the world. The best aloe in the world. So it distinguishes us from everybody else in the world. So that's fun. So we love to talk about that. We like to be different. If we're not different, then we think everybody's just going to poo-poo us. We do not like to sell the opportunity. Wow. Did Mary Jo say that? Yeah, I think the average associate in the United States of America does not like to sell the opportunity. We're awkward about it. We feel uncomfortable. Why is it? I gave you four reasons to see why we don't like to sell it. We've not made enough money ourselves to make ourselves qualified in our own eyes. Do you know how many people start up in network marketing, and if they had to talk about how much they made their first week, their first month, their first year, it would be a joke if it was all based on how much you were earning. No one, this is a disqualifying factor for anyone who ever starts in network marketing if you're claiming it's a disqualifying factor for you. Your psychology is telling you that, nothing else. It's not reality. You're choosing to believe it because then I don't have to talk about the business. I don't have people to question. If people ask you and they go, how much are you making? You say, this is where I'm going. All I can do is tell you where I'm going. That's all you have to do. All you have to do is tell them where you're going. People rather follow somebody going somewhere powerful than looking at somebody and saying, they're already there. Why would they take me along? I mean, they're going to have all their own stuff behind it. So you say, come join me. This is my path that I'm going on, and I'd love to have a partner. I find that much more inviting than somebody who's already made it, and because I will look at them and think, well, they're not going to give me much time and energy because they've already made it. I need somebody to help me from, how to spell the word the, T-A-G, right? So, but we use this as an excuse. This is psychology. It's a justification for us not. Another one, we don't really know how to sell the dream. We don't know how to talk about it. I'm giving you language today, and I'm not giving it from me. I'm giving it directly to you from Richard Brook, right? I gave you language the first time. What is a dream? Financial benefits. Ask somebody, what if you were getting $4,000 coming in every month? What would your life look like? Think of the peace this could bring to you. Just those two things, the question and the answer. Think of the peace this could bring to you. Wow. You know how powerful that is? So we can sell the dream. We just need to develop the language around it. We're going to hammer and hammer and hammer on that. And we're putting together, by the way, we're putting together a new video presentation that's going to hammer this home. So hopefully you'll enjoy that as well. Maybe, okay, here's another reason. Maybe they'll depend on us to be successful. And if we have not been very successful, we're going to just disappoint other people. So I don't want to sell myself as though I know how to do this business because I've already proven it to myself that I'm not very good at it. Blah, blah, blah. That's the worst because you have upline, you have crossline. You can introduce them. You can get them on the weekly phone calls. We have a lot of successful people doing weekly phone calls. You can lead them into Richard Brooke. You can get them on the Saturday trainings. It's not about you. Quit making it about you. You just need to be an encourager. That's it. Just be an encourager. Find people and be an encourager. Help them build their dream. Tell them you want to do it with them. And go along side by side and make it work together. Nothing like togetherness in this, right? So it doesn't matter what your past has been. That's not what people buy into. And number four, we truly don't want to hear all the negative stuff they have collected over the years regarding network marketing. Oh, my gosh, Mary Jo, that's it. I don't want to talk to them because they're going to call a pyramid scheme and they're going to go, it's a scam. They all go out of business. The products don't work. Blah, 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 blah. I've tried seven other ones. Blah, right? You don't want to hear that. So, you know what? It's easier to talk about glyconutrients. Wrong. You might think it is, but you're not building business. And you know what? If you truly built that business and had all the freedom, $4,000 extra a month, maybe $10,000. I like the idea of $4,000 because I think when you get too big, people just look at you like they can build it that far. But I think people can dream about $4,000 extra. Right? And that's getting the presidential, really. Maybe, you know, 40, 60,000 of volume and you're at $4,000 a month. Wow. That's pretty cool. So that's what you want to talk about. Stay away from, just talk about the dream. And if people want to be negative and poo-poo about it, and I like that when people say something negative to me about network marketing, I look at it, wow, it sounds like you had a bad experience. Would you mind sharing that with me? Ask them to share it with me. Because whatever they say, I know I can overcome it. They can talk about, you know, some punky company that went out of business or blah, blah, blah. And then you can respond and go, you know, that's one of the reasons why you don't want to necessarily jump on a board and start a company. Here, let me give you some advice on that, you know. And that's one of the advantages that I'm looking at the company I joined. You know, I've got a great history. They've been through it all. So they're not going out of business anytime soon. So you have a lot of things that you can respond to them on. They don't want to bug their friends and family. You go, I don't know. I love bugging my friends and family about being healthier. Don't you think that's important? I mean, isn't that just loving on them? I mean, if you can help people be nutritionally more responsible and financially more responsible, if you have a problem doing that, then you have a problem reaching out and helping people be better. This isn't about scams. This is about truly helping people change their lives. And that's what you want to talk about. So anyway, but notice we have all this garbage that floats in our head. You got to overcome that. Let it go. Network marketing is truly a dream. It's a dream for people that don't have another way to experience that. They don't have another alternative. You have the only one they have. Most of these people will never find financial security if you don't step in their lives. And what a difference you can make. I want you to focus on that. Most of these people will never find financial security in their life without you impacting their lives and asking them to join you in Manatech. So number three in the outline, what are people truly looking for in joining a company? He talked about this, really important for us to understand how we distinguish ourselves. He loves companies. In fact, Richard Brooke only works with companies that meet his standards. One of them, they have to have a product line that's, you know, in 40 years from now, who's going to be buying your product? Well, we have that. You know, we don't have a product that's new today, gone tomorrow. We have a product that has not 40 years, but 100 years and 140 years because it makes up, it represents what? Parts of the human cell. We're just supplementing the body with parts of the human cell that aren't in our daily diets called glyconutrients. And we're helping people with all plant-digested vitamins. Go out of business fast. And as a distributor, you want to know that people will buy it no matter what. And that's what you, that's how you talk about it. And you can talk about ours is really great because what's the longevity? You know, when you can talk about our track record and the average customer stays on the products for 9.5 years, I mean, whoa, if that doesn't tell you you've got a huge business, you don't have to worry about the fallout that you see in so many other companies. Are people going to stop ordering? Of course. But you know what? When the average customer stays on for 9.5 years, that's a huge, huge, huge asset that you have. And then he also looks at companies that overcome, you know, different snafus in their history, because you're going to have turnover in management, you're going to have marketing problems. He basically says this, you know, every single one of these nutrition companies, if you really have a great product, that's super because your company takes off and you go crazy with it. But the problem you're always going to come across, as soon as you hit that 200 million, 300 million mark, guess what? All the governmental agencies come after you, and they're going to all go after you, and they're going to, like, comb through your books and your marketing materials and everything else until they're going to cleanse you, and much like what happened to us. And now we've seen it happen to many other companies over the last 10 years since we had our little blip on the radar. So it's just a reality, but it also makes a statement that you have something good, because otherwise why would you have 200, 300 million in sales? But it's the ones that survive it that he goes, oh, my gosh, when companies can survive it, that's phenomenal. And that's why he looked at Manatech and he wants to work with us. He doesn't choose anyone to work with. I mean, people are contacting him all the time. Richard Brook is like, he's like the granddaddy of network marketing, and he's not going to work with just anyone. And Manatech was huge and prime for him. And he looked at the management as well, looking with Al Bala and Ray and Joel. The people, he said, these are class acts. These are people that are class acts. All right, let's just examine our history. We can do it briefly, just the concept. We all know that we went through a major blitz. We were one of those companies. We came out with glyconutrients, first time ever. No one had ever heard of it, so it was brand new. You could go out there and make a splash, and it sold like wildfire. I mean, I know I was part of that process. I didn't come in at the very beginning in 94, but I was in 96. And within 2 years, I was presidential director, and at that time it took 80,000, I think, to be president, or 60,000. I can't remember where the level. 60,000, maybe. Volume. Don't really, yeah, 60,000 in volume, I think, to be presidential director. And you know, and it just took off and went crazy. And my volume went over $350,000 in about a 10-year period of time. It was crazy. It because we had a breakthrough product, blah blah blah, and it was a huge success. All those kind of things. Of course, we went through that process that he just talked about that companies will go through. And then that business all shrunk because people got discouraged, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was like the FDA sent out letters to everybody. It was kind of like, oh, my gosh. And so we went through a kind of a downtrend because of what happened there. And now it's like back stabilized and everything's back on track again. So it's, but some of us who sold on products only, well, there's a problem because we can't get our businesses to grow. We're not selling the dream. We're not selling the dream. So it's a new day. Let's look at, there are four ways to increase your sales in multi-level marketing. Number one is increase the existing customers are already buying. Well, with Richard Brooks, he looks, he says our average customer buys like $150, $160 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And he's going, you don't have a lot of room to grow. You can't just keep it offering. It's like, and I was thinking about these new products like the, you know, Prime 7 and blah, blah, blah. How many people, and so many of us are buying much more than $160 a month, but how many people are going to just keep adding products? I mean, there's certain budget out there that people are just not going to override, right? And some of you have come across that even with people that only will buy $50 worth of products, and you try to figure out how to get the combo pack in a $50 a month window, and that's impossible. So we have all of that stuff going on as well. So that's not realistic for us. So increasing what a customer's already buying, that's a tough thing to do. Number two, increase the number of customers. Well, the problem with that is every month, what if we added one new customer every month? How much income would that add to your check? $10? $15? Again, it's very linear, and it would take you years for you to ever get to $4,000 a month in extra income, side income, right? So it's like, that's not really a realistic way to really build a dream. The third one is increase retention of customers and associates. And, of course, we already have a great rate, 9.5 years average for customers. And we can work on that. And that is something we always need to work on, always. Don't leave that off your list. Increasing retention is always a focal point for all of us. And that's one of the reasons why I have send out Monday calls, and I do, you know, video recordings once a week to send out to all my, you know, my couple thousand people that are interested in the business or have expressed that. I also have a man of mail that goes to $3,000-$4,000 list. It's a constant contact, keeping in connection with people so they know how much I care and I'm always here for them. So it's about keeping people up to date and doing those kind of things. So that's retention. We need retention activities to help us continue doing that. And don't look at that. Some of you go, oh, Mary Jo, I don't want to put in all that work. It's not. It's really not that hard. Once you get it in a routine, I mean, a man of mail once every 3 months or so is great. That's easy to do. We knock that out in an hour, 2 hours in a day. You know, the Monday team calls that I do on taped video, Zoom video, that takes about an hour once a week. And then I do the Monday morning calls, and that takes a couple hours, and that's really more, almost more for cross-line than it is for downline, but it's a combination of both. But it's not, it's a dedication, and it just becomes a routine, and it's like washing my hair, taking a shower, or something. Make that, but definitely dedicate time for retention. But the fourth thing that he brought up was increasing and selling people on the income opportunity. That's where the geometric growth. It's the number one way to explode the business because it's a compounding growth. So what you want to do is you want to combine a great retention program with increasing the number of people you bring in for the income opportunity. That's the goal. So recruitment, go after business builders. That's on 6 on your outline. Build your contact list. He said, everybody look at your contact list on your phone. How many thousands do you have in there? Some people are going, I had 200, I have whatever. You know, you want to grow your contact list. Always grow your contact list. Always go out there and be finding new people. Talk about the business opportunity. We need to talk about it. Today, every single new pack, Manatech has made the decision that new associate box that goes out for all new associates, they're adding the book for your career in there. So guess what, people? We have a book that we can have conversation on with a brand new person. And I actually wrote my note to myself saying, now that I know that's happening, I want to write up like an outline of what to discuss with the person. You want to make sure you go through the book with them. What are the specific factors that you want to really focus on? Because he does such a good job on the opportunity in that book. So now you're getting plugged in once again with people looking at the opportunity. You want to make sure they're looking at the opportunity. So you should have an opportunity conversation with every new associate because review the book with them. Say, okay, it's not, and that's a quick read book. I can read it in one sitting very easily, but you might give them, you know, 40 pages a night or something for 3 nights. I don't know exactly the pages off the top of my head. But that's what your first step is with all your new associates now is a book review for that. I also, of course, get them on the success site because I want them to get started on, you know, building their why and other things as well. Quit assuming everyone wants the products just because that is what you're interested in. That's our assumption. We make assumptions. We want to talk about the products because, again, why do we want to talk about it? Because it's the easiest thing to talk about, da, 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 da. It's really why we got involved, blah, 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 blah. You know, we don't want to get the backlash. I already gave you all the reasons why we want to deal with products instead of business, and they're all wrong. Deal with the business. Look for the opportunity. Open your eyes. The problem with us is, are there going to be people out there that we talk to that are really totally just interested in the products? Yes. But when you walk in to any conversation the way you've been for the last 10, 15 years, and how do I know that? Because I've watched Manatech in the United States not grow like it should be. You are stuck in what's called a confirmation bias. You are just listening for product interest, and you talk about the products mostly, and you're listening for their response about the products. If they say they're interested in the business, you like squirm and go, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? So you have this internal bias working for you that's all you do. I want you to have an internal bias towards the business. Yes, the products are awesome, but that's what makes the opportunity even better. Because you have the best products in the marketplace. So why wouldn't you look at that as a huge business opportunity, right? Build the dream for people. They can look at the science and see this phenomenal science and all these incredible products we have that change people's lives. But that's what makes it a great business opportunity. And the fact, 9.5 years, average length on the products as customers. So quit coming with your confirmation bias, because that's how you're going to listen to people. That's what you're going to hear, because you're biased. You have that discomfort around the business. I want you to feel awesomely, overwhelmingly comfort around the business. Get clear what the payoffs are. Fun-loving, growing wellness people are all around the world. That's one of our payoffs. You know, you join Manatech, you have 25 countries you can go to, and you can get a group of like-minded people that are just friends in your Manatech community. You can listen to Ray Robbins' interview on blissbusiness.com, Ray Robbins, over and over again. Grab concept to use from that. Four cornerstones of the four-year career. Get into that four-year career book, read it and reread it. Make a plan this week that you're going to read it 3 to 4 times. And just put down notes and start getting your languaging down on how you want to talk about this incredible opportunity. You know, that it's truly, think of the peace this could bring you in your life if you made an extra $4,000 a month. What peace would it bring? You're not thinking big enough, right? So all of that, and then, you know, just talking about those, again, the four cornerstones of four-year career. Understand our history of our model. He went through the history of that. I think it's really important. I think it's great for you and I to know this. I didn't know this information until I heard it from him. I'd never read it. Of course, I knew about Amway, but I never knew about the California Vitamin Company. I think I heard about it, but I never really knew the whole story. But what's so fascinating is, like, you know, when is this, in the 1920s or something or whatever, the California Vitamin Company came out. And you could go out there and you would have to apply to have a territory assigned to you where you could be like a sales manager over a territory. And you had to qualify. You had to qualify. You had to do all these tests. You had to go out there and apply for it, blah, blah, blah. And then you had this territory. Well, during their stint, California Vitamin Company, they started changing the model, and what they finally came up with was that anyone could be a sales manager and field a team, no rules and no limit to your growth. So they allowed anyone to become a sales manager. This started looking like network marketing. It's the first step of look-alike network marketing. It changed the model from structured growth limited to area to unlimited compounding geometric growth. The word compounding geometric growth is what totally changed the industry. And, of course, I put in here, too, Einstein called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. So if you're not selling the dream, you're not selling the eighth wonder of the world. So you can even use that in part of your presentation about talking about the business opportunity. Two of the California Vitamin Company sales force left, and they started up their own company up in Michigan, and they called it the American Way, or in other words, Amway. And that company now has 3 million salespeople, bought back California Vitamin, and sells their number one vitamin mineral supplement, Neutralite. It's the number one vitamin purchased in the world. And what Richard Brooks said, he goes, number one, Amway does not have the best products by any stretch of imagination. It doesn't have the best comp plan anywhere close. It doesn't have the best anything. What they do own, however, is the conversation. And that conversation is, the work is worth it. The work is worth it. Nowhere else can you go out and work, 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 money, work, 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 money, money, work, 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 money, money, money. And after 4 years, which is his 4-year plan, right, wouldn't it be nice to have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 coming in every single month? And it's not work, 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 work. It's work, money, 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 money. That's what this plan gives people. It's a dream. It's a plan. The work is worth it. Right? It's an opportunity for you to make money off of all the items in the store. And we have that too. So thinking about this, just today, the front page of the paper is what? Sears is closing down. They're going into bankruptcy. Why aren't we finding all those Sears retail clerks? They all know how to sell. I mean, there's a zillion people out there looking for ex-employees of Sears. Let's have lunch. Right? Bingo. Post that on Facebook. Put it out there. Drop a note anywhere where you get public with it. and grab a hold of those people. So we want to, if you're not watching the trends that are happening in the retail industry, I mean, people really, the store closings have been phenomenal. There's not a future in that. So there are a lot of people out there looking for something, and they desperately need to find an income source, and you have a phenomenal answer for them. So, and I went through some of the numbers out there, you know, every single time you recruit, you know, you get 100 people, you get buying 100, there's $10,000, and yeah, you get 1,000 people, and now you're at 100,000, your bronze presidential, and you get 6,000 to 8,000 every month. I mean, your choice of where you go with it, your choice. And that's a choice you make and a choice your new people will make with you. The other, so you look at the other cornerstones to networking, you got this sales, purpose of recruiting is to have more salespeople. That's what purpose of recruiting is. In California Vitamin, your job was to sell, not to be a customer, right? It was to sell, right? It's not, so none of those salespeople originally, sales managers of territories, none of those people were consumers. But in the model they shifted to, guess what happened? The salesperson became a consumer. You are the consumer. In this model, you are a consumer of the product as well. Our salesman is our number one customer, right? That's what it is. So that's a huge cornerstone of this. The third cornerstone, how to get paid, the law of 200. Every asset is worth 200 times your monthly income. So look at what you're making today and multiply by 200. That's what your Manatech business is worth to you today. So what if you start selling to all these people and all these people start getting better than you? I mean, what if you get people that are more ambitious, more connected, have more influence, have more time than you have? You know, celebrate this. This is what's so awesome. The more on your team, the greater likelihood they'll carry your team further. So you always want to be attracting people who are better than you. One of the downsides, most people, oh, I'm intimidated by that person. All the more reason to go talk to them. So what do you think happened to me? This is a funny story. Some of you know it. When I found the product and I started researching it, I went over to Manatech, interviewed the doctors, and I decided I want to get my dad on Ambertus, and they wouldn't sell it to me because they don't sell products at Manatech, right? I had to find an associate, and I went out and found a friend of mine who was in network marketing in San Antonio. Her name was Suzanne Kemp, and guess what? She had joined Manatech about 6 months earlier, 8 months earlier. She had just started. And, you know, she flew up to Dallas to meet with Mary Jo. Because why did she do that? Because she looked at Mary Jo as somebody more ambitious, more connected, more influence, has more time than she had. She really saw the handwriting on the wall. If I could get Mary Jo involved in my business, it will skyrocket. And sure enough, that's what happened. You know, but she saw, but so you're always looking for people. And I had no idea I was ever going to do the business. I just wanted the products for my dad. And did she have patience? Yeah. For the first 9 months, I did nothing but support my dad. But then when I saw him have a difference, that changed my life. So you're always looking for better people. So sell the dream. Ask, is it okay for you to randomly make an extra $4,000 per month for the rest of your life? Is that okay with you? That's another great question. Is that okay with you if you made an extra $4,000? Lead them down the path to think, if that were true, that just might be worth me bothering my friends. Because that's the conclusion they'll draw. When they keep telling you, I don't want to bother, I don't want to bug my friends, and you go, well, so making an extra $4,000 per month for the rest of your life isn't worth maybe, you know, opening a possibility to help some of your friends along the way. And today, everywhere we are, people are jumping on the wellness trend. You have the best answer, so why not ride the wave? That's just my comment. I mean, there's a demand out there that's like almost second to none about wellness. We see the wellness revolution. We see people every day. We see the absolute, you know, growth of organic products. We see new grocery store lines, you know, jumping up every other day. People, we're on the cusp. We're riding the wave. We have what people want. But most importantly, that's secondary to having the dream that everybody needs. So grab onto it. I think it was excellent. Hope any comments from the field, you guys? Did everybody else listen to Richard Brook when he gave the training? Any other comments?
Hi, Mary Jo. This is Martha. Yes, I listened to it on Saturday, watched it on Saturday. It was great.
Great. Yeah, you enjoyed it too. You feel this is a good recap of it, or did I take too many liberties?
A very good recap. I do have a question, though, on pages 3 and 4 where you start out four cornerstones of the four-year career. I see down below at the end of the page you have second cornerstone, sales. What is the first cornerstone and the fourth cornerstone? I don't see
good
on
question.
The outline.
That's great. You know what? Let me send that out to you. I noticed that myself. They're probably more about the, four cornerstones of four-year career. I will have to give that to you. Sorry, Dow. I'll send that out. I'll put it as a note to everybody. So I'm sure they're in here somewhere. He just didn't, when he was teaching it, he didn't talk about them as the cornerstones. And so I just took notes off of his training. Does that make sense? So
okay, yeah,
I'll let you know. I'll send it out.
I got the book coming in the mail, and I noticed on your new Optimal Health brochure, you have at the end a certified nutritionist. How did you get your certification? Where's a good place to go?
I went to the University, Texas Women's University here in Denton, and they had a nutrition degree program that you could take to get that.
Is that online?
You could look it up and see if you could
find
one.
Women's University of Texas?
Yeah.
Oh,
Lydia says there are online classes that you can take today, not through Texas Women's University, but just look up that there are online classes that you can take. But again, you don't need that. I put that in there because of why? Because it gives more credibility, right? I mean, you don't need that out there doing the business, because one of the problems when you start promoting that, when you try to sell other people, they're going to think they have to do that, and otherwise they won't be effective. So you're almost better off not having that. But tapping into somebody saying, hey, we have certified nutritionists that endorse us and health food stores, and you know what I mean? So I would, if I had my druthers, I would tell people not to do that, because I don't think, I think it stops you from doing exactly what I want you to be doing, which is going out and selling the dream. If you're a certified nutrition coach, how do you sell the dream? People are going to go, oh man, I have to go out and get a degree and get it, you know, take these courses. Otherwise, how can I? No. You just want to be able to share the dream. You don't have any courses to share a dream. Going back to the classic question, what if you were getting 4,000 coming in every month? What would your life look like? Think of the peace this could bring to you. I mean, you don't need any certified nutrition degree to do that, right? Amen. Okay, good. Thanks, Barbara.
Mary
Jo,
Joellen.
Hey, Joellen.
Yeah. Hey, the whole concept of the linear and the
compounding
leverage, the leverage. It really hadn't hit home to me until I was having a conversation recently with my sister. She and her husband both retired from big companies with pensions and the whole thing. I mean, the
uh-huh.
whole thing. Until his company filed bankruptcy and he lost his pension.
Mm.
And she was saying, you know, I'm worried about you guys. How are you doing since, you know, I'm home taking care of Bob now and I'm not really out and about working? I said, well, you know, I have my Social Security and I get this commission check every month from Manitech. And I said, you know, and I told her how much it was, but she got real quiet. And she says, you make more than we do. She says, you get a check from Manitech even though you haven't been working it for 2 years?
Yeah.
I said, well, it's based on the work I did for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But she's an accountant. I could hear the wheels clicking in her head, and we've never had this conversation. So, you know, folks, you just don't know. So many companies are filing bankruptcy and people are losing their pension. You may think they're sitting in a mansion on the hill. Maybe their mortgage is paid, but they're selling off their furniture to buy groceries. You just don't know. So
absolutely. So true. And people think they're protected when they have those pensions, not understanding that it's a lot of it's tied to the company's stock and the company. You know what I mean?
Look at all those Sears employees that are, you know, now.
That's what I look at.
Restructure, but they're getting rid of their pension. I guarantee you, one of the things that's going to go in that bankruptcy is the pensions for all the people that worked there for so many years.
Yeah. No security there.
I always liked when we could be the economic revitalization for our own community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we can do. We can bring money into our community in ways that local businesses can't.
Because we're not tied to the local environment. Right, because we're not tied to the local environment. Look at your organization.
Yeah.
A big chunk of your organization's in Europe, right? So
that's
not tied to your local community.
Not at all. No. Not at all. 21 countries, in fact. And
right, that's
I'm
great.
Doing it from home on the computer. So
uh-huh.
It is possible. I'm a home caregiver. Believe me, folks, there's plenty of ways to do this if you just have a heart for people.
Yep. Mary Jo, just to tag on to what Joellen just said, she's have a heart for people and listen to what's up for them. One of the things I noticed about Richard Brook and his style of doing this is he's really about engaging and listening and finding something about them. Because one of the things that's easy to get caught up on is now we have all these new facts. We can spread more facts to them about compound interest and, you know, how you can do. In other words, it's like pouring my opinion into them rather than listening to them. I mean, you better have these things down. This is why you want to study what
right.
Richard Brook is doing. So you
correct.
Have them in the background. So when the time's right, you can sit down and say, yeah, well, you know, Einstein compounding interest, you know, here's what it looks like when you got a 9.7-year, you know, retention rate, all that kind of stuff. But it comes after that initial piece. And
right.
the reality is if you're thinking about a brand-new person, you can teach them to say, you know, just to find the information first and say, you know, I think I may have something that would help you, but I'm just getting started in this. Would it be okay if I did a three-way call or whatever? Do you know what I mean? So that it doesn't become, oh, I have to become a glyconutritional expert and go get
it. Right. Yeah. And you're absolutely right, Michael. The first premise is, and I kind of glossed over it. I probably should have spent more time on it in the outline. The whole first premise is that we play Sherlock Holmes. I mean, you
yeah.
just love on people and you find out where they are and what their interests are. And that's, I talked about it briefly because I think most of us come with a predisposition about health. We just want to get them started on the products for all the reasons I said. That's why we go out and sell the products all the time. We force the conversation into
right.
that realm when that's perhaps not their major issue. The reality is income is a major issue for everybody, basically.
Well, but you
got
to know how and why. One of the things
exactly.
I like about what he said, too, is that I am a skeptic, Richard Brook is, because
uh-huh.
you could go parade Ray Robbins across the stage and 27 other people making whoever much money, and he wouldn't pay any attention to it. So he started looking at the details. And then that you have to know how to approach a Richard Brook. You get my point? It's like
right.
you can't just go throw a bunch of information at him or he's going to just go put his skeptic hat on and then you're done. Whereas if you can open the door, find out what his really concerns are, address those, you know, and say, well, here's the information, here's the science, or here's the reality of the numbers. I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, an average income chart for this new comp plan. That'll be interesting to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But that
yeah.
kind of stuff. And it just, you don't need that for everybody is my point, but you find that out by what kind of person this is, personality style, whether they're just excited and they're looking for an opportunity or they're really skeptical and they need to have it proven. You need to know that before you jump into any particular direction, but that's all down to the listening part. So.
Absolutely, and a huge piece of it. I mean, it's the first, and it's that first step that, and the reason I, you know, in my presentation today, I glossed kind of over that a little bit because I know we all, 99% of us in Manatech have this bias that we carry. So our listening isn't true, open, honest listening. It's we listen to hear the product need. We're because that's what we like to talk about the most, right?
Yeah.
That's what our whole promotion is that we want to because we love talking about products. So we have this confirmation bias towards product orientation. So the minute we hear of sickness, our whole body goes, oh my gosh, you got to look at these products, blah, 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 blah. You know, instead of really listening to hear in through great questions, find out
yeah.
what the concerns of that person are.
I was also
and then
glad to hear you talk about the fact that Manatech's going to put it in our success.manatech.com.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Then you've
yeah.
got one place. I mean, it's maddening right now trying to find the recording from last Tuesday. You know
yeah,
what I mean? But
right.
if you know there's one spot that you can go get all this stuff and listening to go to Richard Brook's thing and listen to the thing with Ray. But those are things that, and Richard talked about this, you need to repeat. You can't listen to them once and really own them.
No. You got to because you got
to with Manatech.
Yeah.
I listened to Sam's welcome take for 3 weeks before I went out and talked to anybody.
You're funny. Do you know this is a story about Mary Jo? When I first got involved and I started deciding, I read. Remember that newspaper they put out that was like 8 pages long, the opening newspaper,
yep.
Manatech Tomorrow or something. I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was a newspaper. It was like 8 pages.
Yep.
I took it on an airplane, a 3-hour trip, and I read it front to back like 4 times.
Right.
I mean, it was the only way to ingrain it in my brain. I was all new information. I can't gloss over it. I got to read it and then reread it because I wanted to start being able to verbalize it. And that's exactly what you're talking about when you, you know, when you listen to it over and over, to verbalize it. And that's why it's so important to go back and listen to Richard Brook over and over again, listen to Ray Robbins' interview over and over again. We need to start verbalizing this language. It needs to become part of our everyday language. That's the only way. And I'm sitting here and Michael's sitting here. We're talking about people that are seasoned networkers. Michael, even more so, he was involved for 40 years. I've only been involved with my Manatech experience, but nonetheless, for 25 years I've been associated with Manatech. And I know I need to do this training and retrain my brain and my process to talk more freely about this incredible dream we have, this incredible income opportunity that we have, because I'm so ingrained in the products, I'm not bringing justice to what we have for people. And I think the world is in dire need of that dream.
Yeah. But so, it becomes icing on the cake when they find out how good the products are. It's like, oh my
absolutely.
God. That's when you have really permanent
and the 9.5 years average customer length.
Right? Health results, you know. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for your contribution.
Okay. Mary Jo, this is Don McCormick.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Listen, I feel so blessed with Manatech. We have such incredible leaders in this company. You, Partridge, Michael, Joyce Olivetto, the Roys. We have so many incredible leaders in this company, and for new people, it is so easy to learn about the products, to learn about the business, success system. It's so easy to send someone to the new information. We don't have to stand there for weeks and weeks and hold their hand. There's so much information out there that is available. We just have to present it to them, and it's not hard anymore. It's very easy.
Well, you know, you're singing music to me, Don, when you tell us that, because that was really, you know, what Michael's and my idea was a year ago when we kicked off saying we need a website to just take this pressure off of the associate base on how to bring along a new associate. So,
and everybody that I have sponsored recently, I sent them to the success system, and they go, wow, well, this is pretty easy.
Right.
And it's because of the system you set up and the other leaders set up has made it so easy for people, and we don't have to sit there and, you know, explain everything, and because it's all done for us by your incredible system that you put together, and I think we need to promote that even more.
Yeah. What we need to promote, I'll tell you why I think it's not being used as much as it should be, is because we're not getting enough business people involved in this business. Does that make sense? It's a whole process of what I described in our call today. We need to start get rid of that bias we have about selling products to everybody and just go out and start conversations and find and listen to where their needs are and open up that process. And I really can't tell you how much I love the language that he put out there, and Richard does a great job of it. Obviously, he's a pro. But when he talks about, what if you were getting $4,000 coming in every month, what would your life look like? Think of the peace. I love the word peace. Think of the peace this could bring to you. That's powerful stuff to say to somebody, right? And you're not asking them to become a platinum presidential. You're just talking about getting up to maybe, presidential or bronze. You know, that's not like, you know, crazy numbers. That's something I think I could take almost anyone in a period of 4 to 6 years, even the slowest of slow, and get them there working with them. So,
It's fun to watch people's eyes when you say, what would an extra $3,000 or $4,000 a month do for you? It's fun to watch their eyes, and you can just see their mind going like crazy on what that would do for them.
Right.
And, you know, we need to do this.
I know. I know. Absolutely need to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jo, this is Mary Erb.
Hi, Mary.
And, you know, you as an investor, myself and others, you know, as you start to change the language into assets, I've been even talking to people like, you know, it cost me quite a bit to get a rental property. How about
right.
if you got the same amount of money, but this would be a house that you got for clear, you know, you didn't have to pay $200,000, and still making, you know, whatever. I started with $1,500, but, you know, $4,000 would be better. And I think they understand that, too. A lot of young people understand
yeah.
real estate.
Right. Right. I think that's a great, you know, and I'm the same way. I've made a lot of real estate investments and own about 8 properties now, you know, coming out of the downturn we had in 2007. But if I didn't have Lydia, I'm not big into changing out toilets and divorces and, you know,
yes.
water damage and all the things that go awry, you know, repainting every time a tenant moves out, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work to be done in all of that. And you look at this business and you think, wow, you know, this it's a great, huge income stream. And the other aspect, when you want to make a comparison about rental real estate and that kind of stuff, the other aspect to talk to people about is sheltering your income. Because
mm-hmm.
just like in rental real estate, you're depreciating all those real estate, so really it doesn't impact your income taxes at all. And so in some instances, you actually get a deduction for it beyond what the income is off. But the other aspect of it is that's the same with network marketing. You have a home office business. The tax deductions are endless for home office expenses and things like that. It's just a blessing to be able to shelter income as well. So it works both ways. So, yep, good. Yeah, perfect. Okay, guys, let's go out and do it. You know, we have a great talk. Hopefully everybody else in the call has been able to enjoy this information. I think it's time to shift, and I want to focus on that and do a little bit more work in that direction and help people make those kind of shifts, and that's why we're leaning towards building I want a new opportunity presentation that really builds off of everything we talked about today and more. So look forward to that. I'm working with Manatech on getting that together, and preferably we can have it in time for our next trip out. I think Lydia and I are going, where are we going? Arizona and L.A. with part of this trip that Manatech's putting together to get people out in the field in the United States. So take advantage of that and look for our new opportunity presentation that'll be coming down the pike. We love you guys. We just want to help support you, and we know that, there are a lot of people in dire need to build this dream in their life and go after it and experience what a lot of us have as well. So, okay, everyone, have a great week. Talk soon. Bye, everyone.